This is Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
Let's do the guide. Liverpool with Jay Hynde. And rumour has it, Jay was spotted at the beer festival at the weekend as he continued dry January.
Was I spotted or did I put it on Twitter?
You were definitely there.
Both.
Yeah? How was the ale festival?
It was good, but you kind of go to these things expecting to get like a nice pint of San Miguel or something and then you realise it's proper real ale.
So sturdy stuff, was it? To line the stomach.
There's no gas or anything in there.
Right.
But it was lovely. It was a great experience to go and check out all this different ale from around the world. And the pies were good as well.
Right. And you joined camera, did you? The campaign for real ale?
I did. Not just yet, but I might do one day. But it was good. Great atmosphere. And great to see St. George's Hall used it in that way. Kind of getting lots of people, hundreds of people across the weekend, seeing the hall in all its splendour.
Good end to dry January for you. Let's try dry February. Let's move on to some of the things that are coming up in Liverpool. We're up and running for 2018. February's a busy month and Chinese New Year
is
upon us. What's the date for Chinese New Year?
So it's kind of taking over the whole of February this year in Liverpool. So we always do it massive. Obviously, we've got the oldest community and one of the biggest Chinese communities in Europe. So we've always done it big. But this year, it's kicking off the Liverpool 2018 celebration. So 10 years since Capital Culture. It's the first big event, so they're going to town on it. So it starts on the 8th of Feb, on Thursday, next week, with hundreds of lanterns lining up the city streets, right through Bold Street, Liverpool One, Hope Street. You'll see Chinese lanterns.
It's going to look amazing, isn't it?
It's going to look incredible, especially at night. The following day, of course, the Terracotta Warriors land at World Museum. So we'll have more on that next week because we're going to a big press day next week. And then from the 10th, there's a lion parade up Bold Street. And then the big weekend, the kind of big celebration, is the 16th until the 18th. That's when all the normal festivities happen in Chinatown. So the Chinese arch will be lit up every night with a beautiful light projection, lots of workshops, and of course that famous Dragon Parade, which always looks good. They always do a great job of it in Liverpool. So check it out, Chinese New Year. We've got a big interview online, and we spoke to Councillor Wendy Simon from Culture Liverpool.
It takes a very special place in our calendar, not just because it's always a fantastic event, Chinese New Year, but it's the beginning of our 10 years celebrations of Capital of Culture Year. It's the start of our China Dream season. So certainly for us, we've got that month-long of festivities that will start on February the 8th and run right through.
Right, I've just done a bit of research here.
Go on.
It says that the year of the dog...
It is the year of the dog,
is the Chinese New Year, or the Chinese, this Chinese New Year. Mm-hmm. And it says here it begins on February the 16th. Are we jumping the gun here?
We are
in
jumping
Liverpool?
The gun. Of course, Liverpool like to do everything bigger and better, so we're going to extend the celebrations. But that big weekend, as you say, rightly said, is the 16th until the 18th, so the Friday until the Sunday. You can get involved down in Chinatown.
That'll be absolutely brilliant. Right, from that to Take That.
To
what
Take
a link.
That. We spoke about this last week. We met the lads who were playing the band last week. They're on stage at the Liverpool Empire. If you want to go and see it, if you are a Take That fan, you're going to love it. The reviews have been fantastic. The fastest selling musical of all time. We've done a quiz with the boys, which you can see on the website, all about Take That. Gary Barlow will not be happy, but watch the video to find out. Our Kate spoke to them on stage about life on tour.
We're on tour until March 2019, so it's a long road ahead. But, I mean, we're really enjoying the shows, and once you get into each venue, it goes pretty quick.
I'm looking at them to see whether they look anything like the original Take That.
They don't. No.
No.
I don't think they're meant
answer.
To be honest. I don't think they're like a Take That spin-off band.
Right.
I think they're meant to be something else completely. But they
so there's five of them, though.
There's five of them, and they sing Take That songs, but they're not meant to be.
And the originals were Howard, Mark, Gary.
Jason.
Robbie. There you go.
There you go.
These boys look quite young. How's it done, this performance?
It's the fastest selling musical in the UK of all time. And in Liverpool, it's near at sellout. There's still some tickets left. We've done some work before to see what's left. It's on until Saturday, a couple of matinee performances as well. So if you want to see it, get to the Empire.
It's because it's a sing-along, isn't it?
It's we discussed
it. You could sing anything, couldn't
that.
You? Yeah. She looks quite happy, doesn't she, Kate, interviewing the boys here?
She was made up. She was buzzing when she finished. She got a few phone numbers as well.
I bet you. When's it on till?
It's on till Saturday.
Right, okay. So there is a vague chance you could get there and
so
see
you
it.
You want to go and see it.
A few final tickets. Let's move on from Take That and the band at the Empire to the Camp and Furnace and the other end of the scale, a bit of Whitney.
A bit of Whitney Houston. So I spoke last month about that big tribute party they had to David Bowie. They're doing this every single month now. It's called the Late Wake Club. and it's basically a celebration of the music artists that have sadly passed away. So they've done Bowie, I think they've done Prince, they've done George Michael. On Friday, it's all about Whitney Houston. So if you love Whitney, you can go and dance along. The Furnace House Band is going to be singing her biggest hits. They got a DJ on playing all of her tunes. You can get Whitney Houston-inspired cocktails. And, of course, like any wake, there'll be flowers and a free finger buffet as well. So go and check it out. You can dress up as Whitney, but it happens at Camp and Fairness. Oh. They know how to put on a party, Camp and Fairness. It's a great, great venue in the Baltic. Kind of the first big venue down at the Baltic Triangle. So they always do things a little bit differently. So go and check it out.
Did you say Whitney to me there's a book of remembrance as well for one of these?
Yes, there's a book of condolence. So you can write your memories of Whitney in this book of condolence.
It almost feels like you shouldn't be laughing or smiling at this event.
But they want you to be happy and celebrate the life of an icon.
Right, and there's a lot of icons who've come and gone.
Yes,
down there at the Camp and Furnace, they're making the most of all that. Right, cheese.
Cheese, we all love a bit of cheese. It seems we've gone crazy with cheese lately. We're talking mozzarella, we're talking Stilton, we're talking cheddar. This weekend is Liverpool's first ever proper official cheese fest. So it's a national thing, it's kind of going on tour, and it lands in Liverpool on Saturday and Sunday. Basically, if you love cheese, you need to get to Mountford Hall to the
Big
Guild.
Cheese fan.
What's your favourite cheese?
The smelly stuff, just the really smelly cheese.
See, I don't think anything can beat melted mozzarella.
Decent, yeah.
Even on toast, it's beautiful.
The stuff that has veins through it.
Yeah.
Blue veins?
I'm not into that. Blue cheese. No. But this place, they've got everything. They've got halloumi fries on offer, mozzarella sticks. There's a bar. They've got music too. And as I say, it's on Saturday and Sunday. Bad news is, though, Saturday completely sold out. There are some sittings. There are 3 sittings still available on the Sunday for this weekend.
Cheese is that popular.
Cheese is very popular.
In Liverpool. Cheese Festival. Who'd have thought it in Liverpool? Right, our venue of the week on the guide, Liverpool is...
So for once, we're not going with a bar or a restaurant. We're going with something a bit more cultural, something a bit more historic, and it's Western Approaches, which is in Exchange Flags. Now, if you've never heard of it, I think we all know it, but we kind of don't know what's in there. It's been restored by a big heritage. So back in 1941, a bunker was built at Derby House in Exchange Flags, which monitored a rectangular area in the Atlantic Ocean during World War II. And it was Western Approaches in Liverpool. So they say it's the actual place that won us the Second World War. And it's kind of kept intact, so they've restored it. You can go and explore it 6 days a week. And we spoke to Dean Payton from Big Heritage to tell us all about it.
So we are in the kind of central nerve room, the operations room of Western Approaches headquarters. So this room, basically the Battle Atlantic, was planned, and effectively the war was won within the walls of this building. And it was a secret location. It was opened in the 90s as a museum, but it's kind of become secret again over time. And Big Heritage have taken the place over and going to put some new life into the place and get people from the city and beyond excited about an amazing heritage asset.
All of a sudden, I'm hugely interested in that. I've walked past that building a million times and seen the word Western Approaches on the window and thought, yeah, whatever. I probably wouldn't go in there. But now you've just told me that little bit of information saying we won the war there.
It's actually won us the war. So Sir Winston Churchill, he spent time there during the war. Prince Philip was there. And as I say, it's been restored, preserved as a memorial. You literally walk in and step back in time to World War II. It's incredible what they've kept and what they've done to keep it alive. But check it out, Western Approaches. It's open 6 days a week. The only day it's closed is today, is Wednesdays. And it's open between 10 and 5. I think it's a tenner to get in, but obviously some of that money goes towards keeping it looking the way it does. It's a brilliant
Where's
place.
The entrance to it?
So the entrance is where, you know, behind Exchange Flags?
Yeah.
Well, there's a car park next door. I think it's there, so you go down some steps. But there's a 7-metre high roof. It's bomb-proof. It's gas-proof. It's literally exactly the same as what it was in World War II. Fascinating and so, so special to Liverpool, of course.
It's the perfect place that the Germans would never have thought.
They're
planning their response from a bunker in central Liverpool.
But of course, they bombed Liverpool really heavily, and that's probably why.
Right.
So go and check it out. So Western Approaches is venue of the week.
Right. On the site at the moment, theguideliverpool.co.uk, you can have a deeper look at the conversation between Kate and the Take That band. You can also see what else. Here we go. See the city like never before with 10 tiny pics from Honey, I Shrunk Liverpool.
This is
a gimmick.
This is someone you should get on the show. It's a local artist, and she's got hundreds of photos of which she's created of kind of mini Liverpool. So it's little mini figures doing the things we all do day to day, whether it's on a boat at the Albert Dock or watching a gig in the Cavern. And she's got the, she's photographed it, so we've chosen her 10 best photos and put them on the site. It's the latest article we've done. But you should get her on the show. Fascinating.
Yeah, interesting lady.
Really, really good.
Good stuff. Have a look at the site at the moment, theguideliverpool.com.
Radio City Talk.